Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program today. We've been following the story of Moses as it is written in the book of Exodus, and we've seen that it's been an amazing time for Moses, pulled out of the river as a tiny baby and brought up in the Egyptian household, to emerging as God's choice man to lead God's people who were slaves in Egypt out of Egypt and to set them on a journey that was ultimately to lead to the promised land. Now, the important thing is that obviously the slavery and the time of oppression under the Egyptians was a terrible, terrible time. And when they were initially delivered and set free and no longer being subject to the curse and the whip and the beating and the oppression of those Egyptian people, the people were really happy, really glad. But what they had forgotten, what they were naive about, was the fact that following God is not easy. The deliverance, yes, it's there. You begin your Christian life when you receive Jesus as your Savior, and your sins are taken away, the curse of hell is gone, the power of death is broken, the devil has no more hold over you, you're in God's kingdom, you're not in his kingdom. That's fantastic, but your journey between then and when you eventually go to heaven is going to involve trials and tests. And you're going to have to dig in, and you're going to have to really lean on God and believe that he's in charge and working out his plans, because not many people get saved one day and go to heaven the next. You have the thief on the cross, but you don't have too many examples of people who are saved and who go to be with the Lord almost instantly. So what was happening? Well, the first thing that the people did when things weren't an instant fix was to grumble, complain and moan against their leaders. They were beginning to question whether the leaders had got it right. And that is something that continues today. People have many questions and many doubts about leadership. And what you see in fact happening, And we need to think about this quite carefully, is that what is happening is they're rebelling against God. They think they're rebelling against Moses and Aaron, but in actual fact, as long as Moses and Aaron are walking with God, and at this moment of time they are, then when the flak comes and the anger and the frustration comes, what's happening is that people are hitting out against God, and if you're a leader, then you're a good opportunity to express and vent that anger. Now, Moses and Aaron knew that God would provide during this interim period, while they're waiting to get into the promised land. God's going to provide, and he's going to provide through manna, and he's going to provide through quail. There will be meat, and there will be like a honeycomb, there will be something sweet and something savoury. Now, you might consider that doesn't sound the most attractive diet, but you can be sure that it was good because God provided it supernaturally. And there was going to be sufficient. This was another powerful lesson, that when they collected the manna and when they collected the quail, there was enough for the day. And so that's what they did. If they were greedy and tried to have more than a day's portion, that was going to cause problems. God's provision was there, and when they were greedy and took too much, it went rotten and it didn't help them anyway. But all the time they worked things according to God's revealed plan and responded graciously to what he provided, then they were fine. But people question, people doubt, and sometimes people get frustrated And that's just going to cause so much problems. This is going to continue, and we'll pick it up by God's grace in a future program. Let's pause for some worship, and my good friend Patrick will join me for the rest of the program.
Lord, when I remember my orphaned heart, I felt no worth, struggling for direction. You sought me out and brought me home. I'm standing in your presence. Now when you look for me, you'll find me in my Father's house.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward. I've come now to look further with Richard at Exodus chapter 16. We've seen the people of Israel grumbling and complaining when things go wrong, but here God responds in quite an amazing way by providing for them in a way which is quite unique. What do we make of this manna and God's response to their grumbling? Because God could have easily turned round and said, you know, tough, you find your own food.
Well, that's right. That's right. I think it demonstrates that there is provision from God in the midst of trial and difficulty. And it's kind of challenging the notion that if you've been delivered, if you've been saved, that now everything is going to be fine. Mm. No problems, no difficulties, no challenges. And that's just not true. And this is what God's people seem to have to learn. There would still be challenges. The big challenge had been dealt with. Pharaoh had been killed, and his army had been decimated. But that didn't mean that they would still have no problems.
Hmm.
God's provision still came to them. And what we have to recognize in this story is that we see the timing, but could the timing have been different? What about if they had been obedient? What about if they'd not grumbled? What about if they'd been grateful?
Mm.
Would we have seen a different story? This length of time is because their attitude is so bitter towards God and not grateful.
Mm. The interesting thing about the provision of the manna is the careful instructions about how much they should collect and when. God isn't saying it'll always be there whenever you want it. It's very much about sort of day-to-day provision, isn't it? And perhaps what Jesus later said about don't worry about tomorrow. They had just to collect what they needed for that day.
Yes, that's right. And of course, as you were quoting our Lord Jesus, we're also reminded when he taught us to pray, give us this day our daily bread.
Mm.
And very much a sense that God's provision, though he has long-term plans for us, we've just got to find what he's got for us today. He has things ahead, but let's not get too preoccupied and worried about that. Let's actually concentrate on enjoying and seeing what he has for us right now.
Okay, Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at the book of Exodus in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.